Okay, so we are holding on Perek Hey, finishing Mishnah Ches. Like we said, we're only going to focus on the Mishnah that he has comments on. He doesn't comment about all of them. So he said in Mishnah Ches, Sheva Mine Puranya is Boyin La'olam al Sheva Gufei Avera. There are seven types of tragedies or difficulties that come to the world, and they're all based on seven Gufei Avera, which we explained in a Kabbalistic way last week, that it's the Guf of the Avera. That by doing an Avera, we provide a Guf, we provide a body, we provide a physical opportunity to for the Avera to physically manifest itself. Okay. And all these, all what happens is, you know, a manifestation of our deeds. So whatever's going on in the world is just a physical manifestation of really what's going on in the upper world based on our deeds. So our actions bring what's going on in the world. So the Mishnah says, it depends on tzedakah and other things. One of the things the Mishnah says is that when we steal from the poor people, mipnei gezel matnois aniyim, when we steal from the poor people, where is that? It says there that chayroa bala oilam mashwa shavach Hashem golus bala oilam. Golos comes al vodazar val gila rais al shukos domim val hashmata saaretz and then shmita, but arba prakim adever misrabe, and dever comes four times of the year, and when we have an opportunity to give tzedakah we don't give it. The final one is mipnei gezel matnos aniyim, when we steal the matanos of the aniyim. You know, when you have a field, there are certain parts of the field you have to give to the poor. The peah, the leket, the shikha, the parts of the field that you give to the poor. The question the Reb Chaim V'Loshon asks here is that it's a little bit of a contradiction in terms, because we say mipnei gezel, you stole the matanas of the aniyim. So that's a contradiction in terms. If it's a matana to the ani, it's a gift, so he doesn't have it yet. So it's yours. So if it's yours, then not giving it to him is not stealing. So how could you say I'm stealing the gift? It's like I have this bar mitzvah gift and I'm going to give it to you. So I'm going to steal. You decided not to give it. Why is it called stealing? So it's an interesting lashon that it's called mipnei gezel. It's stealing the matanos aniyim.
Because it's owed to him.
What?
It's owed to him.
You have a mitzvah to give it, but if you're not giving it, so then you're just not giving it. What's the stealing?
Stealing from Hashem. He ordered you to give it. It's like Hashem's kind of.
Right, so then it should be you're stealing the money of the ani. Why does it say matana to the ani? It's willing to call it a matana, so that means it's a gift. So it's really the owner's to give it, but then you're saying it's stealing. So he says, interesting term. He says, what you're stealing is the matana that Hashem gave you, because Hashem gave you a matana that you have the opportunity to help the ani. You that each person when they have. Hashem gives them extra, something extra. Hashem is giving it to that person as a gift. And the gift is that you will now have the opportunity to be the giver and not the taker. I'm giving you a gift that you'll be able to help the ani and get a cruise chusim through that, etc. So he says, Ki matana yechashev, the matana is mashem mazman HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'ashir es ha'ani. The gift is that you have the opportunity to help the ani. The rich man having the opportunity to help is the gift. So he says, therefore, you are now stealing the gift that Hashem gave you, which is the opportunity to give to the ani. So Hashem gave you a gift, and now you're stealing it because it's really not meant for you. It's really meant as a gift for you to give him, and now you're stealing it. So it was a gift that Hashem gave you that you have the opportunity to help him, and now you're stealing that gift. That's what he says.
So you stole from God and not from the ani.
Exactly, pretty much. That's the point. The point is it's not stealing from the ani, correct? As far as the ani is concerned, it's not his yet. But Hashem did give it to you. So he gave you the matana, and now you stole it. Okay? So It's like if someone gives you money earmarked for something and then you don't use it, it's like you stole it. So that's what
Hashem, Hashem is our business partner. We're 90-10.
Right.
It's a, 90, yeah. It tells you, I'm gonna be your partner. I'm gonna make sure everything goes well. I'm gonna be on the, you know, the back end, take care of everything. You keep nine, you give me one.
Right.
If anyone has a partner like this who offers this, kind of jump on it any day. Exactly. And some people have a problem to give a 10.
Right.
That's stealing from the partner. That's not. That's like.
Right. Exactly. That's not the right way to look at it. So that's why it's interesting. So that's sort of kind of what we're saying. That's why it's called gezel. You know, it's a very strong term. You're stealing the matana. It's a funny, but that's the idea. You're stealing from the matana that was given to you. That's the point. Okay. Now the next mishnah is Perek Tes Mishnah Yud. It says over there, Arba midos ba'adam. There are four midos in a person. Ha'imer shali shali v'shalach shalach. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. Zumi da beinanis. This is what most people do. V'yesh ha'imer zumi da sedoim. That sounds pretty severe. You know, we're calling it sedom. But this is called sedom. Shali shali v'shalach shalach. I've said over in the past that you see from this mission a very important principle that we think Sodom was punished because of their rishos. They were rishoyim, they killed people, this, that. You see from the mission, that's not the pshat. The reason what was bad about Sodom is that they didn't do chesed. They didn't steal. They didn't kill people. That wasn't the problem. The problem is that they did shali, shali, shalach, shalach. Whatever is coming to you is yours. Coming to mind is me. Don't ask me for any favors. I won't ask you for favors. We're a favor-free zone. This is a chesed-free zone. Don't help anyone, but don't bother anyone. So you're like, fine. I've heard it worse. No. The world is built on chesed, and you can't participate in chesed. You can't be part of this planet. Get destroyed. So that's shali shali v'shalach shalach. Okay? Shali shalach v'shalach shali. You say mine is yours and yours is mine. I'm haaretz. He's an haaretz. He's a fool. Shali shalach v'shalach shalach. You can have what's mine, and I'm not going to ask you as a chassid. Shalach shali v'shali shali. I want everything. I'm not going to give you back. That's a rasha. So Chaim Volozhiner wants to know, what is the logic behind the shali shalcha v'shalcha shali guy? What's yours is mine. What's mine is yours. So the Mishnah says he's an Am Haaretz. I mean, besides being an Am Haaretz, it's completely illogical. Well, what's it saying? What do you mean, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine? And why is he an Amaretz? He's just a complete shaita. He's a complete fool, right? An Amaretz means he doesn't know Torah, but he could be, he knows business, right? But this guy just, like, doesn't understand anything. So what does it mean? So Chaim Volozhiner says, Gishmak Upshat. He says like this. He says that this guy is a guy that when it came to business, he goes to court instead of going to Beis Din. I mean, he doesn't say these words, but that's basically what he's saying. So this guy, he takes care of his stuff in court. So he thinks, so he's an Amaretz. He doesn't know what the Torah says about certain laws. So he takes care of business. You know how he does it? He's not generous. He's not shali shalcha, shalcha shali. You know? He wants to do what's right, but in court, but not according to the Torah. So you know what that guy ends up with? What the Torah says is yours could be his, and what the Torah says is his could be yours. He thinks he's doing the right thing, but really he ends up with a complete wrong perversion of the law because he thinks what he thinks is correct and it's not. The Torah has a way of paskening the Shaila. So he could be on one hand saying, well, it's fair that it should be, you know, this belongs to him. And so it's opposite. The Torah says that it belongs to the first guy. So this guy's going around saying things which sound correct, but they're not. According to the Torah, he's saying, shalchi, shali, shali. When it's really mine, he thinks it's mine. No, shalcha, it's really yours. And shalcha, what I'm saying is yours, shali is mine. Right? Because the guy is, if you don't follow Torah, then you could be giving away money to people incorrectly. Ad kedekach, that if your person takes someone else to court, and he gets, he's awarded money in court, it's considered geneva. That money he's awarded in court, if he would not be awarded that money in Beis Din, the money he's awarded is considered geneva. There was a tshuva in the Chacham Avadia, in the Yabi Omer, he has a tshuva, about a girl who took her brothers to court because they didn't want to give her a chelek of the Yerusha, of the inheritance. Now, granted that it's the parents, it's the father's, you know, the parents' responsibility to see to it that their daughter should get something, okay? But if they didn't, then whatever. So Chacham Avadia says that if she gets any money in that court case, it's Geneva, and she has to give it back. Okay? Now, he doesn't say that it's appropriate to do that. You know, the parents should give the daughter money. That's not the point. The point is that if there's money awarded in court, it's, so that's what the Mishnah is referring to. That's what the Amaretz. The Amaretz is someone that doesn't know Torah. He could end up saying, Shalchi, Shali, Shalach, Shalcha, Shali. That's what it means in the Mishnah. Otherwise, it's very Gishmak Pshat, because otherwise it doesn't make sense what the Mishnah is saying at all. Okay? Okay. Like I said, the next few Mishnayos, the Rav Chaim Lashon does not have, it doesn't really explain, it doesn't really, go through. We'll go through very quickly. Abramidas Bedeos, there are four types of people. Noach Lichois, he gets angry easily. But Noach Leratzes, but he gets appeased easily. Yatzos Karbev Seidai, it's, it's good that he gets appeased easily, but he loses out equally because he gets angry easily. Kasha lechois, he doesn't get angry easily, but kasha lechois, but once he gets angry, it's hard to appease him. So yotzef seidai, his hefsid, that he's hard to get, but schar, his hefsid, that he's hard to be lechois, leratzos, is lost out by his schar. Kasha lechois, or noach leratzos, chosid, that's the good one, noach lechois, or kasha leratzos, rosh. Except, so if you notice the pattern is the first two cancel each other out. The third is the best, and the fourth is the worst. That's the pattern of the Mishnah. Let's go down to Mishnah Tesvav. Okay? So in Mishnah Tesvav, it says like this. It says, Arba midos b'yoshvim lifnei chachamim. There are four types of people that sit in front of a chacham, learning Torah from him. One is sfog, one is a sponge, one is a mashpich, one is a funnel, one is mishameres, one is a sifter, one is vinafa, one is a different types of sifter. So what are these things? Sfug is soifig as a kol. A sfug absorbs everything. Mashpich loses everything. Machnes bezu, moitz bezu. A funnel, everything you put in the top just goes into the bottom. Mishameres is moitz es ayayin, koletes es hashmarim, lets the good go down and the bad stay up, right? The wine goes through, and the sediment stays up. Nafa is motzias akemach for koletes as a soilus. The good part stays on top, and the bad goes down. So there's four things. So Abraham Hoshon wants to figure out, how is the structure of this Mishnah similar to the other ones? That the first two kind of cancel each other out, and the third is the best, and the fourth is the worst. L'chara, the sfug, the sponge, is the best. He remembers everything, right? So he says like this. He says that the problem with a sponge is that, let's say you sat and you washed up you put in the sponge milk, then you put in the sponge oranges, then you cleaned up this. When you squeeze out the sponge, all the liquids come out the same together. There's no distinction between one and the other. The point of the Mishnah is, what the Mishnah is teaching us here is it's not just four levels of how you learn. It's four levels of how you learn and then give it over to the next person. That's the point. How much can you learn? And what's your midah in learning and then giving over to the next person? So he says the sfug, it remembers everything, but then when he gives it over, he's just giving over everything all mixed up and mumbo jumbo. It's all a jumble, right? There's no distinction in parts. So he's confused, basically. Right? Yeah, he remembers everything, but nothing is compartmentalized. Nothing is divided. He doesn't have an analytical way. I have it. It's all squeezed together. And now I even made it more confusing than it was originally. So it's like Yatzah Schar Bef Seidah. You remember everything, but then you're confused. The Mashpech has no ability to define anything. He gives it over the same way he received it. So it's a tape recorder, basically. So a tape recorder is nice, but he doesn't have anything to add from his own himself. It almost didn't go through him at all. You know, a Talmud, a student is not a tape recorder. A student means that he accepted the Rebbe's teachings, applied it to his own personality, and then gives it over in his way. If you're just a tape recorder, that's not a Talmud. Then you're a repetition of the Rebbe. right? Rabbi Yerucham has a whole thing about this, that he says that a tape recorder is a copycat. It's not a talmud. A talmud is how to apply it to yourself. She says those two guys, they both have a mind of the avichasan, so the structure is similar to the other ones. It's a genius pshat. Then he says, the third guy is when the wine goes through and the sediment stays up. So he says, this guy is a good guy. He's the best. Why? Because this guy, he learned a lot from his Rebbe, but not everything that he heard necessarily needs to be passed on to the next, to his students. Some things are for him, some things are not. So he knows how to divide it up. The things which don't belong to be said over, he keeps up the sediment, and the wine, he passes up a direct, clean, sharp product, he gives that over to the next generation. So that's the sfok. That's the mishameris. So he's the best. And then the worst guy is the guy that everything good stayed up and everything bad passes through. Why? You know, it's because he doesn't know how to, he thinks that what's good is bad. He doesn't understand, you know, what the Rebbe was saying. So therefore, everything that the Rebbe meant to say was the point, he thinks is not the point. And everything the Rebbe said is not the point, he thinks is the point. So it's like those people, every time you go off topic, that becomes the whole speech, you know? So like, what did Rebbe say? Oh, he said a good joke. that's not the point. Oh, he said a good story. Yeah, but did you learn Gemara today? I don't remember. But Rebbe had a good story today, you know? So like someone from one of the rabbis in the Kollel here always says, I'm about to say, like in the middle of a speech, he says, parenthetically, I want to add in this thing. And he says, and I'm very well aware that this is the part that everyone's going to remember. You know? Yeah. But that's the fourth guy. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner takes this Mishnah, if you read it in this, compared to the structure of the previous Mishnayos, it doesn't fit, but he changes around what it means. It's not referring to four students, it's referring to four students whose job it is to give it over. And what's the function of giving it over? And he's explaining to us, being a Talmid and the function of a Rebbe is not just to give them information that they should pass through. That's a mashpech. The job of the Rebbe is to give it to the Talmid so that the Talmid can now decipher for himself, you know, and then he has the wine, he gives over the wine and he keeps the sediment to himself. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Okay, Givaldik Upshat. All right. Okay, so we'll stop here. So I think, by the way, we will